Welcome to episode 1174 of the Instant Trivia Podcast, where we provide you with the most intriguing trivia questions from the internet. Let's get started. For round one, we're delving into the world of online and texting abbreviations. Question one. If I indicate that I want you to call me, say, tomorrow by saying "moo," what does it stand for? The correct answer is "hit me up." Question 2. If someone is sliding into your DMs, where exactly are they trying to reach you? The correct answer is direct messages. Question 3. In fan culture, creating an OTP, which stands for one true pairing, involves doing what? The correct answer is figuring out ideal character matches. Question 4. If you're looking to find out if others share your experiences, you might use the abbreviation DAH. What does it stand for? The correct answer is, does anybody else? Now for question 5. The term ELI 5 is shorthand for a request to simplify an explanation. What does it stand for? The correct answer is, explain it to me like I'm 5. In round 2, we'll focus on TV theme song hits. Question 1. Which show featured the ballad of Jed Clampett as its theme song in 1962? The correct answer is The Beverly Hillbillies. Question 2. In 1995, which TV show introduced us to the catchy tune I'll Be There For You? The correct answer is Friends. Question 3. Which television series used the song Bad Boys as its theme in 1993? The correct answer is Cops. Question 4. Making Our Dreams Come True was used as the theme song for which show in 1976? The correct answer is Laverne and Shirley. Question 5. Believe It or Not was the theme song for which television show in 1981? The correct answer is The Greatest American Hero. Round 3 centers on medical abbreviations. Question 1. CTS or carpal tunnel syndrome is often considered an RSI. What does RSI stand for? The correct answer is repetitive stress injury. Question 2. In medical prescriptions, the Latin abbreviation QD indicates how often the medication should be taken. The correct answer is 4 times a day. Question 3. In case of SCA or sudden cardiac arrest, an AED or automated external defibrillator can potentially save a life. The correct answer is defibrillator. Question 4. If a doctor orders you to be on BR after an injury, what are they asking you to do? The correct answer is bed rest. The 5th question for this round. Don't let the term EKG get your heart racing. It simply stands for what? The correct answer is electrocardiogram. Round 4 is all about things with ARD. Question 1. What is a large drinking vessel with a single handle and often a hinged cover called? The correct answer is a tankard. Question 2. What term refers to the payment offered and made for the return of lost property? The correct answer is a reward. Question 3. What is a 7-letter word for a grove of fruit or nut trees? The correct answer is orchard. Question 4. What word describes something that is clumsy or hard to handle? The correct answer is awkward. Question 5. What is the term for an explosive device used to break down a wall? And if you're not careful, you might be hoisted with your own. The correct answer is a petard. Our last round for today is about anagram pairs. Question 1. What are the anagrams for Japan's capital, both now and in the past? The correct answer is Tokyo and Kyoto. Question 2. What are the anagrams for a short sleep and a dish to cook eggs? The correct answer is nap and pan. Question 3. What are the anagrams for cutting calories and splicing a film? The correct answer is diet and edit. Question 4. What are the anagrams for a personal journal and a place where milk is processed? The correct answer is a dairy and a diary. The final question for today. What are the anagrams for an adult female horse and 500 sheets of paper? The correct answer is a mare and a ream. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again tomorrow for more fascinating trivia.